hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, Hump Day, Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving here on November 26, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to thank everybody again for getting us back on the air. Greatly appreciate Devin Lawrence, Dell Reynolds, the entire team, as well as Curtis Gunsmithing and Jim Proctor and Officer Rick and so many others. Greatly appreciate you guys helping us get this pulled off and back on the air. One of the things I want to mention right away out of the gate, we're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. I know many of you have missed him asking your questions of Ask the Vet with Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, 9:15 to 9:30 every Wednesday. Well, he's back. He's going to be with us in the next segment. So if you have any questions for him, send them to me. Text them to me at 231-360-5140. Poor little U.S. freshman Senator Elisa Slotkin, accusing Donald Trump's administration of weaponizing the FBI. Oh, you mean kind of like what Comey did? I would even go so far as to say Stephen Ray. I know that's not his first name. I went to high school with a Steve Ray. That's why I call him Steve Ray. Don't text me and say that's not his name. I know, I know. Well, guess what? Paybacks are a pain in the butt. And her and the other Democrats, seditious six is what they're calling them, now being investigated, questioned by the FBI. One of them, United States U.S. Senator, is potentially going to be called back to active duty and then court-martialed. Well, should have thought about your actions before you did it. And I know we don't talk about Washington. We don't talk about Trump. We don't talk about all the things happening with Ukraine, the peace deal. Yeah, we're up to speed on all of it. But I just found this story to be so interesting. That now poor little Elisa Slotkin accusing the Trump administration of weaponizing the FBI. Yeah, top story, MERS News Service. She's crying like a little baby girl. U.S. Senator Lisa Slotkin yesterday accused President Donald Trump's administration of weaponizing for using the FBI and the military to probe a video she and five other Democratic members of Congress made last week about troops not needing to follow illegal orders. Speaking to Michigan's media yesterday, Slotkin said the FBI's counterterrorism division appeared to open an inquiry into the six members of Congress as the Department of War seeks to investigate former military officer U.S. Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona. The CIA's been talking about me, and I think it's just a different avenue for the same thing, which is the weaponization of the federal government against people you disagree with. Well, isn't that exactly what Biden and his Department of Justice, his FBI, his CIA did against Donald Trump the entire 4 years he was president? So now the Republicans are turning the tables and doing what the Democrats have been doing, and they're crying about it like little baby girls. Ask the Vet, Dr. Jeff in the house, in the next segment. Send me your questions. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet up at Sioux Animal Hospital is on the air with us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, since it's been a couple weeks with us having our computer issues at the studio and getting everything back up and running, we're heading into Thanksgiving, and we talked about this before. I wanted to make sure it was okay. So after we eat, I know this grosses a lot of people out, but I'll make a kissing sound, and Mr. Snoop comes running, and he knows that he has his job, like you say, to do the pre-wash on the plates before we put them in the dishwasher.
Yep.
Is that something that can be done with turkey dinner, where we've got gravy and we've got spices in the dressing and the stuffing and all kinds of things, butter on the yams? Is that something that you would advise people to continue doing for Thanksgiving based on all the fats and the grease and the butter and all the good stuff that we always consume on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, typically. I mean, as long as you're not, you know, the chocolate, grapes and raisins, I would stay away from. You know, anything, large amount of onions. I'm talking like large amounts. You know, a little bit of onion here and there is not going to be bad. But, you know, things that we know that are going to hurt them. And as long as you have a dog that doesn't have a dietary restriction, okay, it's like had a history of pancreatitis or something like that. And it's also in moderation, okay? You don't feed them, you know, half the bowl of stuffing because, yeah, they're probably going to get sick.
Okay.
Pretty much anything we can eat, they can eat to a certain, you know, maybe the nutmeg and the pumpkin pie. I might skip that one. You know, and anything super greasy, I would probably skip that too. So like pull the skin off the turkey, but yeah, I mean, they can eat turkey and
no problem at all. Okay. Very good. Now there's something going on down in Texas. I'm not exactly sure what it is. What the heck's going on down there?
Well, they had the the Women's Pro Rodeo Barrel Racing had an event going on there, and somebody had a horse there that had equine herpes virus type 1 and spread it. And the problem is that there's two kinds of variants of this virus. One causes, you know, respiratory signs, nasal discharge, hacking, coughing. As other horse people know, it's also the rhino shot. Okay, so it can cause rhinopneumonitis, which is, you know, infection of the nose and things like that. But this version causes a myelopathy, which means that it actually affects the brain. And it can be lethal. They've had some horses they've had to euthanize, and there's quite a bit of an outbreak going on right now where a lot of big events have canceled. A lot of people are kind of hunkering down with the horses to help try to get a hold of this, get in front of this disease here. So
what caused it, Jeff?
Somebody had a horse. Now, the thing with this virus is it can hang out, because it is a herpes virus, okay? It's like a cold sore is a herpes virus. And pretty much once you got it, you got it. Herpes viruses like to live in your nerves, actually what they call ganglions and lymph nodes. Well, ganglion is just like an accumulation of nerve cells in a certain area. And then in times of stress, they then go ahead and express themselves. So people that have cold sores, that's human herpes simplex type 1, I think, type 1. And you know, if you get stressed out or something, all of a sudden you're like, I got a cold sore popping up. Well, that's what's happening. So what happened is they had a horse that had this, and it's really kind of, you can't really tell. But they had a horse that must have been was carrying this virus, got down there. Of course, you're moving the horse. He's in a strange spot. Now you're barrel racing. You're doing things. So they're stressed. They're a little immunocompromised. And started having an outbreak, started shedding the virus. And, of course, the other horses around him picked it up. The bugger is, even though that this is in our vaccine protocol, okay, so like the shots that we typically give or that I'll give for horses that you know, would go to shows and travel and trail riding around other horses, has EHV1 in there. The neurological form of it doesn't seem to be as controlled as well by the vaccine. So it's a stinker. And it's in there too, yeah.
Well, one of the things I think is kind of interesting, and maybe you can explain this, because I think maybe I'm just giving you some field reporting here. My 90-year-old mother had a really, really bad case of shingles.
Yeah.
And, I mean, her back was covered. Yep. You know, she even had it on her face. I mean, it spread all over the place.
Yep.
And it was painful, you know, the scabbing up of it. I mean, it was just horrific. Poor thing, she couldn't reach her back to put any type of topical cream or anything on it to help it heal. So yeah. She ended up, you know, actually having a neighbor friend lady come over and do it for her. That freaked me out because, you know, she's my mom, so it might be in my DNA. So I went and got the only vaccination I've ever gotten as an adult. Okay, I went and got the shingles, the two-shot, two-stage process.
Yeah, yep.
Years ago, before that, I would, like her, always seem to get the cold sores when I was stressed out. My mom would have cold sores when I was growing up. I ended up doing it. But since I got the shingles vaccine, I haven't had a cold sore.
Yeah, yep, because that's a herpes vaccine. Because it's herpes zoster, I believe, is shingles. And shingles is actually chicken pox. It's the same thing. And kids get shingle pox when you get it as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I believe, like I said, this is human medicine. I think I'm right. But anyway, then shingles is like an adult manifestation of that. So...
No, I had chicken pox when I was young.
Yeah.
So would that give me the natural antibodies for shingles automatically? I didn't really need to get the shingles vaccine?
I believe it would. Like I said, I mean, kind of moving into human medicine, which I'm not as expert in with some of the variances there, but because dogs don't get chicken pox. But, yeah, I mean, once you get chicken, you get it once, and there you go. And good. Like I said, even I was vaccinated as a child in the 70s against chickenpox, and the way we did it back then is my cousin David got chickenpox, so guess what? All the cousins went over to David's house while he's
and had a house play. Party.
And I'm like, why? And I can remember as a kid, I was like 7 or 8 years old, I can remember, he's sick, why are we here? He can't. He feels like crap, why are we here?
Right.
You know, and of course, my mom and all of my aunts are all sitting there talking. And I can even tell you, I remember when I hit those pox first started popping. I was it was during the summer, and we were in the evening church service. Because, you know, you go to Sunday school and you go to morning church and then you go home and eat roast beef and then you go back for evening church.
Right.
And then usually in between there, you'd watch WGN Family Classics, you know, Journey to the Center of Earth or something like that, and then go back to evening church. As an evening church, I just keep rubbing my ear by my ear. And finally my mom looks over, looks at it, go, yep, all right, let's go.
Yeah. He's got the chicken pox.
Oh, yeah. And I broke out all over. So
Well, now, do you think are horses normally given some type of vaccine like that, like for shingles or whatever, to because it's part of the herpes family? Is that a possibility of thinking outside the box?
Well, yeah, it's the EHV1 vaccine is, we do give that. Okay, it's just the vaccine is far more effective against the abortion strain of that virus and the respiratory strain of it than it is the neurological form. So right now, and it's really interesting because the NFR, the National Finals Rodeo, is like in a week. And they're panicking and trying to figure out how are we going to do this. And I've seen some of the protocols that they've come out with. They pushed out. It looks pretty good, you know, that they're going to go ahead and You know, now you probably get some people that are just going to decide, like, you know what, I'm just not going to come, you know, which is fine, you know. And but the they look like they got some protocols in place that should keep the horses safe and like that.
So, right. Yeah. But, well, it's kind of an interesting thing because I saw a flash on the news about it. And yep. I thought, yeah, perfect topic for Jeff. And then you texted me and I thought, okay, good. Now, is yep. this something that they got to be careful, because if they don't quarantine it, if they don't isolate it, is this something that could spread to other parts of the country?
Yeah, I mean, if they keep moving around and moving these horses around, yeah, I mean, it could keep spreading. I have boosted my horses, even though the vaccine is not super effective at it, it's still better than nothing. And typically my horses get boosted in, oh, I usually do my spring shots like in April or May or something like that. Now we're about 6 months out, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and poke them again, and just so I know they're up on,
yeah,
you know, it set me up for the best. And then I don't really travel, and I got one horse I move around, but I go from here to a local stable and back, so we're still kind of all, you know, together.
Sure.
You know, we're not traveling down to out of state, but Ohio's had an outbreak. I even think Michigan's had a couple outbreaks downstate. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just need to be aware. Fortunately for Michigan right now, our horse show season is pretty much over at this time. And,
sure.
You know, so that's going to be kind of nice, at least for us up here. Everybody's got this natural break where everything can kind of cool off and everything can kind of settle down.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Is the Sioux Animal Hospital going to be back open on Friday, or are you taking Friday off as well?
No, we're taking Friday off as well, so we'll be back on Monday.
Very good. Back in December.
Yep.
You know, it's funny when I said that yesterday on the show. It's like, man, I can't believe how fast this year's gone by.
Oh, I know. Things
to be thankful for. Let's wrap it up with that for 2025. Out of all the things that happen up at Sioux Animal Hospital, what are you most thankful for?
My staff. I mean, I've got a great staff that has, you know, come and decided to work for me and put up with me. And, you know, they're really, you know, shining. And I got, they're even digging in and advancing their own careers, because we've got about five of them that are right now in the Penn Foster Vet Tech program. So I always said, if I can't buy one, I'll grow one, because I need some licensed techs. So we got about another year or so here, we'll have the first batch will push through and we'll have some licensed technicians.
Excellent. Hey, I got a final quick question. Penny wants to know, can cats catch our cold viruses?
Not really. I've never really seen that. I do know that they can get COVID, kind of. They're not super associated to it, but I do know there are some cases where some cats and tigers and whatever got COVID. The ferrets can get human flu, though. I can tell you that. So, I mean, if you got a pet ferret, a ferret can get human flu virus. But no, cats, our animals seem to be, you know, pretty immune to that stuff.
Good, good, good. Lastly, Dave wants to know if they should still be trying to shoot doe up in the UP, or is it okay to bag the bucks?
Oh, you can shoot a buck, you know. You know, up here in the UP, we also have the other thing. It's not just, you know, the Michiganders, but the tribals. People up here too, because they actually can get doe tags, so they're kind of doing their does for us. Because of whatever treaty or whatnot. So yeah, I mean, it's that's what I'm going for a buck this year. I got one buck and that